a brewing battle between Apple and Palm over touchscreen phones. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Technology enthusiasts have been cooing over the Palm Pre, a new touchscreen phone previewed earlier this month at the Consumer Electronics Show. Most reviewers have taken note of how the Pre is similar to Apple's iPhone, especially in its use of multi-touch technology, which allows users to control a graphical interface with multiple fingers. Apple has noticed, too. Acting CEO Tim Cook made a lot of noise recently when he said Apple will use all its weapons to defend its intellectual property. And this week, Apple was granted a new patent on touchscreens. This all points to a possible legal battle between the powerful Apple and Palm, which desperately needs a hit product. At stake for consumers is whether the iPhone will face a serious multi-touch competitor anytime soon. Nilay Patel is associate editor of technology news site Engadget.
Apple has a number of patents on touchscreen technologies, but not necessarily multi-touch gestures specifically. On the flip side of that equation, Palm has a number of patents because they've been in business since 1992 with the original Palm Pilot, a number of patents covering touchscreens on handhelds as well. So really what you're looking at is, does Apple have sort of the patent muscle to shut down the Palm Pre for using these multi-touch gestures, for using multi-touch technology in a phone? And on the other side, does Palm have the patent portfolio to shut down Apple's use of its touchscreen technologies and interface ideas in the iPhone? And from the looks of it, both of them have a substantial amount of leverage and incentive against one another to actually take this to court.
Does that appear where it's heading eventually?
I would say it's more likely that both sides are talking right now, that their lawyers are in discussions, and that we'll see some sort of settlement down the line. If, however, this were to go to court, it's probably more likely that Apple will be the one to move first. They're more in a position to fight a protracted lawsuit. Palm is staking its continued existence on the success of the Pre, and I doubt that they're really interested in stopping development, stopping the launch of the Pre to fight a lawsuit.
It could be an incredibly bloody battle, which could do more damage to the companies than they might gain from a positive outcome of such a legal battle. Is that a fair thing to say?
It's fair to say that in the case of Palm. Again, if Palm loses this lawsuit, what they'll really lose is the ability to deliver the Pre as promised or on time or even at all if Apple gets an injunction against the launch of the Pre. If Palm doesn't launch the Pre, Palm is pretty much dead. On the other hand, if Apple loses its iPhone patents, well, they've still got the iPhone and the ecosystem that's been built up around it.
So what's at stake for consumers in this battle between Apple and Palm? Why should sort of average smartphone consumers care about this?
The reason the iPhone is successful is the interface and multi-touch. And the Palm Pre looks like it's going to take those ideas to the next level. It would be better for the average consumer if Apple had serious competition in the market of consumer-oriented smartphones, smartphones that you can give to your grandmother. And if Apple doesn't have that competition, they're not going to be pushed to be constantly innovating, which is sort of the idea of the free market. So the average consumer wants the Pre to be on the market. It wants the Pre to be successful. They want Apple to be pushed to a higher standard, just as they want Palm to be pushed to a higher standard.
Nilay Patel, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Nilay Patel is associate editor of Engadget. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.